So just for starters, he goes by LB for short. And after about 20 years in the rap game, he was facing a tough question.
You know, what do I do next? What do I do that I haven't done before? You know, what do I do that hopefully no one else has done before, at least in my peer group? And, you know, that becomes harder.
With each album, he had to figure out how to differentiate himself from other artists. The ever-growing genre of rap, with its huge underground scene, seemed like it was catching up and he needed a solution. So he dug through his record collection and found his answer. The Big Easy.
You know, and as a record collector and as a hip-hop aficionado, as I was doing my homework, I was like, how is it that this one region can produce all this incredible music?
So he went to New Orleans to search for some old records and start working on his own. There, he enlisted a who's who of Bayou musicians to play on his album, Real People. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Galactic, Trombone Shorty. A few members of Galactic even helped him produce the album. The result is a funkier, more organic version of the records that he's been making for years. Here's Trombone Shorty playing on the track, Second Act, Phoenix Rising. Trombone Shorty is a big act in his own right, with appearances on David Letterman. LB says it was crucial for him to be around other artists because it's what keeps him going. LB, whose given name is Tom Shimura, says he's more conscious of the relationship he has with his fans. Rap, especially in the more independent areas, is a genre critically reliant on a strong fan base. After he got the funds together to make his album and help curb the cost of flying between California and Louisiana over and over again, he says that the bond he feels between himself and his fans is stronger than ever.
It's really brought me to a place where I have so much more engagement now with my fans, more so than I ever have in my career, and I really love it. You know, I mean, I've really made it a concerted effort to be really engaged with that community.
Real People is full of soul and funk arrangements, with his deep voice rolling seamlessly over the top. Songs about love and heartbreak like this one, Chest Wide Open. Time went by, though it happened daily. Circling the crib would be random riffraff. Phone numbers written on the back of zigzag. I ask her about it, she just... What writer hasn't written about having their heart broken? It's par for the course in the music world. But now that LB has been around the rap game, he's started to see himself as a bit of a mentor to younger artists who are just starting to write about their lost loves. Even if it isn't something he's done consciously, he says it's important to help people learn the ropes.
There's no book on this. There's no book on how to make it in the music business or how to rap. You can't go to Berkeley or Juilliard and take a class in rapping. I mean, it just doesn't happen. It's a folk art.
Perhaps the biggest perspective he's gained since crowdfunding his album is that he has returned to his roots. The underground rap scene is reliant on word of mouth and fan loyalty. At that point in their career, artists rely so much on being experienced in person, on a small stage. He says all artists are experiencing what it's like to be closer with fans because of social media. It's like returning to the old days when you didn't have a record label pushing out your album for you.
The relationship with the fans is definitely more important now than ever. I mean, I think for most artists, no matter how big they are or where they are in the food chain, they're not as anonymous or as in the clouds and unreachable to fans as maybe they once were.
With the Aspen debut of his new songs, he's hoping that some new fans join the ones already following him. And like all other artists, he'll give it all he's got while his fans still want more. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.